Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right. The Lawnmower 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S at manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES at manscaped.com. Here is our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. If you're a player for the Habs tonight, Ray, Ducharme not being there, how does it affect your preparation and your mentality going into the game tonight?
You can tell yourself not to let it bug you, but it does for sure. Like, the guys behind the bench now making the decisions, making all the choices in the game, like, they can have as good a feel for those guys as you might think, but they've never done it before. I guess technically, couldn't Ducharme be hooked up to them?
We were saying a FaceTime, a giant iPad behind Luke Richardson's head with just a FaceTime call.
No, but I mean, like, once in a while, couldn't he just call into the, like, they could have a Zoom call hooked up to the video coach who's connected to the assistant coach anyway.
Right.
Like, if they have a question, I mean, that's, there absolutely is a workaround for it.
Well, I think the coaches would be talking to him in between periods, but there's 12 minutes left in the first, and you've got to make an adjustment. You don't look over at a screen and he's yelling into it.
Noodles, what if he's just talking to the video coach and he's like, hey, Flip Armia and Flip Armia and Caulfield.
Right. Which would make
sense. Why can't he do that?
You can. Like, it just, there will have to be.
Alex Burrows has been a coach for 6 months.
Right.
And now you're making holy smokes. Can you imagine? That game's going to look like it's going a million miles an hour for him.
Yeah. I would say that would be the biggest adjustment, Ray. It's like, if you haven't been, like, you can't fall asleep and start watching the game, because as an assistant, you just know you got to be the buffer. Guy comes off, but you got to know when somebody changes, what lines up. It's pretty fast paced.
I coached once in a tournament. So my older guy was like 14, and I was running the D. And so they're 14-year-old kids, and the coach is like, hey, make sure you get these guys out against number whatever, 20. Holy smokes, man. Like, I was sweating like you can't believe down there. They're like 14-year-old kids. I'm like, yo, get off the ice. One of the guys was Carl Alsner on the blue line, so whenever I wasn't sure what to do, I just put Carl out there. Carl, go out there and, like, don't screw up, would you? Like, this is going to be hard. I think it's brutal, and it stinks, and it's absolutely a factor.
Well, I think if running the D tonight, you go, those four pretty much know their matchups. It's when they're not going on the ice, when you're going to put that third pairing on. That's really ultimately what will be the, I guess, the question that you have.
But Richardson does that anyway.
Right, right.
Like I think when things are going sideways, like, maybe everything goes well tonight. They get a 2-0 lead, and, you know, they can, you know, kind of go by the book. But if things go sideways and they've got to make somewhat of an adjustment in the game, like, it's going to be hard to have that feel to do, because they've not done it before.
Well, and it's a two-way street here, right? Like, it's one thing to be concentrating on your own team and your own bench. You got to know what Vegas is doing. In other words, it sounds like Tuck, Pacioretty, and Stone are playing tonight together. What if that line drives you into the ground? You can't just be looking at your own team saying, I like these guys, I like those. You might be adjusting to what Vegas is doing or how they're performing. And, like, it's a three-ring circus back there. You got to have a feel for everyone's ice time, for, you know, the clock. What about a challenge? You know, like, there's so many different curveballs that could be thrown at you. If you've never done it before, let alone game three of a semifinal, man.
Yeah.
What a baptism by fire tonight for these guys.
I think Luke will be able to do it, because, was he not, correct me if I'm wrong, he's coached in the minors, in the AHL as a head coach, I believe.
Right, is he the one that's kind of...
Yeah, he's going to run the show. Bergevin said that Richardson's going to run the bench, It'll be Burroughs and Sean Burke is going to come down. And side note, I've come down one time because one of the assistant coaches was sick or something. Things do move a million miles an hour. Like, I remember thinking,
okay, so if Luke Richardson is the head guy, that means Sean Burke's running the D.
Yeah.
Like, the last time he's done that is when? Like, never. So, you know, like, they run those guys, like, after a power play, for example, they try to get, for example, say, Petrie and Gustafson might go on the ice together. And so then they've got to flip another pair around. You've got to make an adjustment based on just what you guys were saying. What if Toksline's coming over? Man, I sure don't want my 5 and 6 guys on the ice. Uh-oh. Weber's going to have a foot on his back the whole night. Please go over the boards.
Right.
Him and Petrie are going to be over there like crazy. Like, the more I think about this, the more I think there's the chance for there to be a too many men on the ice penalty, the wrong line on at the wrong time. Like, the odds go up exponentially with a coaching staff that, A, wasn't together very long to begin with, and now the leader of that staff isn't there.
So if you're Shea Weber, you're the captain, you're the veteran, what are you saying to your teammates? Like, forget before the coaches even come in, don't you think there's a little powwow? Like, boys, we got to be sharp. Like, I mean, it goes without saying, it's game 3 of a semifinal, but we might be dealing with some nervousness behind the bench. So be on your game.
Well, I would say, guys, we've won 8 of 9. We've been doing it the same way all the time. Now we're going to have just a different voice calling out the lines. Like, we can do this. Let's help each other out. If you don't know who's up, make sure you turn around and ask, because they might forget to tell us the next line. Like, guys, we've been doing this forever. Let's help them.
Right.
That would be my message, or my thought anyway, is that, man, we can help them by being sharp.
Yeah, and you know, assistant coaches, they're an extension of the head coach, and Richardson will be all over it. I mean, I used to sit there all the time. Like, the defenseman coach would be right basically behind me. I don't know if you guys remember Jimmy Roberts. Jimmy would be chewing sunflower seeds. He'd be yelling, there's sunflower seeds all over everyone's back. And it was just like, it was just an unbelievable, hilarious thing, because he's a funny guy back there too. But it's almost like anything. You have your go-to. It was always Prongs and Al, you're up. And you know, anything wrong, like, you go back to the two guys that you trust the most, regardless of anything.
I don't think there's any doubt. I wonder if the minutes will come out a little different tonight. Because, you know, when Ducharme's running that forward group, they play between, you know, 12 and 16 or 17 minutes most of the time. They don't go heavy with, you know, very often. I wonder if a couple of guys get lost in the shuffle. You know, like, I mean, that's possible too. It's like they've got to make those calls pretty quickly in a lot of cases. And you might end up, as you mentioned, Noodles, defaulting to somebody that you think's having a great game that night. And you might run an old 24 minutes because you're like, oops, I didn't realize it was 24 minutes.
Right.
How would you have any feel for it?
Well, can you imagine if it was the opposite way and the wrong guy's getting minutes? You'd hope he'd have the presence of mind of turning around and saying, you're playing me way too much. Like, I don't want to be that guy, but I just got double shifted, and I've been in the league for 5 years. That's never happened. That's game 3. So snap out of it, and I won't go over the boards again because I know this shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, I think I'm a hell of a player, but there's no way I should be on the ice.
Yeah, this is getting, like, scary. Stop putting me on the ice.
That would be hilarious if you're a player. If you're a player, you turn around and go, I don't think I should be out there. Are you sure it's me I'm supposed to go again?
Like, this is getting a little bit much here.
You're up.
Actually sweating.
No, we're not up. We're not up.
Find someone else.
I'm looking at their team. You do not want me on the ice.
No, don't make that call, please. What do you make of the decision? Like, we'll see what happens come puck drop, but it sounds like Tuck, Stone, Pacioretty might play together, which is a pretty significant adjustment. Like, Tuck has been on the third line pretty much all year, and he dominates. He's a monster.
So is Tuck going in the middle there?
That's what I read. That's what it reads as, that it'll be Pacioretty on the left and Stone on the right, and Tuck will be in the middle.
Well, I think I mentioned yesterday, like, we had Pacioretty on the on our podcast, and he was talking about how valuable Chandler Stephenson was. And Drakes and I were like, really? And he's like, we're both surprised. And Pacioretty said, man, he's really good. We're going to, you know, he forechecks, he does this. And I was like, I was shocked. So when they tried Nicola Waugh in there last game, like, Waugh's a young guy, he's a big guy, but he's not a top-line player. And so that clearly didn't work. And so now they go on the road. Maybe they're going to use less guys. You know, maybe their bench shrinks a little bit. Maybe they feel like this is their best way. But I would think, you know, offensively, that line could be murder, man. Those guys are big, and I mean, they're good. But defensively, like, I don't know, does Tuck ever play down low? Like, there's potential for some confusion down there, too.
Well, and think about the bodies clashing tonight, because it'll be Weber and Sherrod. Like, the puck down low behind the Canadiens' net, those five animals battling it out, stalls on the ice somehow. Like, it's just the average size would be like 6'4", 220. It'd just be monsters fighting it out.
There's not
going to
be much room there, that's for sure. I think Tuck's terrific. I think he's a really good player. And the other thing is, I think Vegas only has one goal from their forwards in the first two games. So, you know, they're clearly looking for a little shake here. They need something out of that forward group for sure.
You know how much that guy makes, Ray?
Tuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't he 3.5 or something?
925.
No way.
Wow.
I looked him up, and it's 925.
No, we signed a... I'm sure he signed an extension.
Yeah, it's 4.75.
That was false on that.
Where'd you look that up? In a time capsule?
I think he went down.
I do not want O running our salary
cap. In defense of O,
we got room.
In defense of O, that's his previous contract was $925. His
hey, new do you know deal? How much Connor McDavid makes?
Entry level deal.
$975. Like in 2016.
I've been saying it for a week because I Googled salary. I Googled Alex Tuck's salary and $925 pops up. So I wasn't trying to prove a point about anybody else's salary, but I'm like, that guy makes nine. I've said it on a couple of different shows I had to call in on. I'm like, guy makes $925. He's a stud. Anyway, that's why we don't do facts and stats.
Right, we don't like the numbers. We hate the salary cap on the show. We've made that abundantly clear.
Oh, that's awesome. Maybe that's his brother's salary. Is he signed yet, Luke Tuck? If he signed, it's an entry-level deal. Maybe you got it half right, oh.
That could be it. All you saw was Tuck. That's not on you. That's on cap-friendly. We will not accept that. We'll be sending an email. You've absolutely misinformed the people. It's not your fault.
I'm so embarrassed. That's so stupid.
Dude, who cares? It's a number. The fact is, Tuck's an awesome player, and he's going to factor into what they do tonight. And on the flip side of it, Tampa, you know, we were talking about them earlier, Ray, and you can't help but just, like, marvel at what they accomplish. You know, they can beat you literally anyway. And last night they just check you into the ground. Like, that third period, I felt like they were going to win 2-1. I didn't think the Islanders were going to tie it up. I really didn't.
It's it's a credit to those guys for, and maybe you need to get kicked in the ass one time like they did 2 years ago to go, wait a minute, we can't win this other way. Like, they can talk about Coleman and Goudreau and bringing those guys in and David Savard this past year. But the core of that team, like their offensive players, they had to, you know, they had to buy in here, I guess is the term of, man, sometimes we got to win 2-1 or 3-2. And that's just the way it is. Like, it's not easy when your whole career and life, you've been a point producer to just bury all that and play this safe, chip it up the boards or chip it out the center to forecheck, knowing that you're, if you score, it's awesome, but you're just playing not to give up anything. That's hard to do, and I'm with you, man. That game looked like it was going to end 2-1 the second that horn ended the second period. It was like, man, it was like, I don't know, Vasilevsky made a couple saves, but It wasn't Danger City, that's for sure.
No. And the building, they like it tried to get going, but it was almost like everyone in there was in a way like, Tampa's pretty
might
good.
Might be time to pull Leo Komarov off that line.
What is he? You know, I love Leo Komarov, and he's still doing what he does, but
That's enough.
Man. It is. He just tries to get in the way of some people, and okay, awesome, but there's not much more there.
He's like an octopus out there. He's got eight arms, and he's just clutching and grabbing and holding on to things, and after the whistle,
staring at guys after the whistle, and it's the poke.
And you know,
You know what's one of my favorite parts in Toronto when he was there is when they decided they were going to enforce the visor. They gave him a penalty in a preseason game, and he was losing it. And then next game he came out and he had that visor right up on his forehead again, like the hell with it.
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to call me every game.
That's right. He wore
them down. I loved it.
Yeah, he did get penalized a couple times, and he always was like dumbfounded, couldn't believe it. And then he came out of the box with the visor in the same position. He's like, go ahead, call it on me as much as you want. I'm not going to change.
So we're just talking, by the way, we're talking about an adjustment, and so Trotz is going to have to do something there.
Yep.
Like maybe it's Oliver Wahlstrom, like maybe it's somebody else, but, man, they need a little help there, I think.
I agree.
Well, listen, Tampa was going to be a tough out anyway. It's still early. It's 2-1. You know, they can get back on track. Like, we look at the Montreal and Vegas series, how different it felt 48 hours later when Montreal performed the way they did. And we'll see. But I think you're right. An adjustment's going to be likely made. Barry Trotz probably knows it. And you're in tough anyway. Now you've handed back home ice to Tampa, and they're the more talented team. We'll see what you got down in New York. But it's going to be an interesting weekend for the National Hockey League, man. Like, tonight, it's just Ducharme as of now, but the testing will continue. Tomorrow, Sunday, both teams, right? So we'll
Yeah, man, let's hope that's it. For everybody involved, I hope Ducharme's the only positive. I mean, I don't know how that could be. Maybe they get lucky, but man, that's just when I saw that today, I'm like, oh no, like that.
Scary.
What a time, man.
Yeah. Scary. Well, enjoy it tonight. Enjoy the weekend. Happy Father's Day. We'll do it again Monday at 5.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all you guys. Hey, enjoy it. And you know, Cammy said we're having a barbecue, which means, of course, I got a barbecue. So
good,
I don't know how the hell that works out for Father's Day, but you know how that goes.
No, I got the same plan. It was told to me that's our plan. So,
hey, we're having a barbecue for you. By the way, I'll drop the meat off and you can barbecue.
Go fire that thing up, medium rare, please.
Yeah,
whenever you're ready.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Enjoy.
Be well, eh?
There's Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lead history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.
What's so funny?
You're laughing about the Alex Tuck, aren't
you? No,
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I think it's hilarious because, you're like, I'm doing hits across Canada. Like Edmonton Radio. Like,
Jamie,
Alex Tuck, 925.
You got an iPhone.
Go on the search.
No. Do it yourself and see what comes up.
But it's
Alex Tuck's salary. Just
Alex
do what I showed
Tuck.
You. Alex Tuck's salary.
Salary.
What pops up on your screen?
Well,
925 USD.
Thank you very much.
925 USD.
Thank you very
USD.
Much.
It says 2018.
That
but
doesn't matter.
What happened is I was...
That doesn't matter.
Well,
That's it. Google screwed you over.
That's right, because I was thinking, God, this guy is such a good player. How much does this guy make? And I'm like, God darn it.
Yeah.
925K. So that's what I've been telling people for the last 2 weeks. This guy, look how good he is, 925.
Well, you got screwed by Siri then. That's what it is. You basically, is that what it's called, Siri?
Whatever? Siri, like the asking
Google
to do
Home
your work
or whatever.
For you.
Yeah, like that's... That's because if you look on Cap Friendly, that's his old contract. It was a 3-year deal, and then it looks like he signed a 5 or 6 year
obviously
extension.
That's...
Why does Siri screw me over like that and give me the 2018 information?
I don't know, but it's gutless. I mean, that you get sewered. You get sewered. I mean,
yeah, insider trading. Here I come.
Well, regardless, it doesn't matter what he's making. He's a good player. There's no salary cap in the playoffs anyway, so it's irrelevant.
Exactly.
He is making 925 tonight. That's the truth. Tonight it's 925. It's less than that. It's zero. But Vegas Habs continues game 3 tonight.